from KQED.
California's multi-billion dollar biotech industry is chewing over yesterday's landmark Supreme Court ruling on human genes. In short, they're not patentable. As KQED science reporter Lauren Summer explains, it's not a huge surprise for biotech companies, and it may not have as big an effect on the way they do business as you might think.
Patients needing genetic tests for breast cancer have only been able to go to one place, Myriad Genetics. That's because the company has held the patents on two genes, BRCA1 and 2. Other genetic testing companies couldn't offer that test until now.
I mean, we're so excited over here in the office. I mean, I think it's a huge decision.
Humberto Huerta is a spokesman for Ambry Genetics, a genetic testing company based in Southern California. He says they plan to offer BRCA 1 and 2 tests, which should drive down the cost for patients.
They're now going to have options that they didn't have before for, you know, consults, for second opinions.
Biotech companies also rely on gene patents to protect their investment as they develop drugs and treatments. But Jeffrey Leston, professor at the UC Hastings College of the Law, says they don't seem to be sweating the Supreme Court decision.
Most everyone in the industry is relieved at the very narrow scope of the court's decision.
It's narrow because the court decided that synthetic DNA is still protected. That's where companies make a copy of the gene and alter it. Big biotech firms like Genentech and Amgen rely heavily on those patents, which means their business model is still largely intact. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.